The family of prominent Palestinian prisoner Marwan Barghouti says he was severely beaten by Israeli guards last month. In a statement, the family says the attack by 8 guards left him unconscious and with broken ribs. Israel denies the allegation. Barghouti was among several high-profile Palestinian prisoners whose release Hamas sought during the US-brokered ceasefire deal. Israel has refused to include him, though. Marwan Barghouti is the most prominent Palestinian detainee in Israeli custody. He was an elected member of the Fatah Party in the occupied West Bank. He spent more than 20 years in an Israeli prison now. Barghouti had long been a supporter of the two-state solution, but was accused of planning an attack that killed several Israelis during the Second Intifada in 2002. 2 years later, an Israeli court sentenced him to 5 life sentences and 40 years in jail. He refused to recognize the court's jurisdiction. The 66-year-old is popular with Palestinians and seen as a likely successor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Barghouti's been in solitary confinement since last year. Marwan Barghouti's son, Arab, joins us now from Ramallah. Good to have you with us. So it's well documented. The United Nations, international, Israeli, even human rights groups talk about Palestinian prisoners being abused. Do you fear for your father's life at this point?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I think, yes, we do fear for my father's life. It's not a crazy idea to say that the Israeli government is capable of actually killing and murdering prisoners inside prisons. As of now, we have documented cases of almost around 77 Palestinian detainees who have died, killed, starved to death in the last 2 years. And of course, they have been targeting my father. I want to make sure that people understand that it was the testimonies of five of the released detainees just recently within the deal that got exiled in Cairo that told us about the horrific stories.
Arab, let me jump in before you go into that detail, because I noticed you said the Israeli government there. Do you believe that the Israeli government has made a decision to kill your father rather than any sort of random act by, you know, prison guards?
I think, you know, when you look at the Ben-Gvir's visit that he went to my father's cell and taunted him and threatened him in front of the whole world, is a clear declaration that they are threatening my father's life. In fact, he did threaten my father's life in that cell, because we learned more about the story, what happened off camera, and we know that he showed him an electric chair on his phone and he told him, "This is your fate." To my father. If that's not a threat to his life, I don't know what is.
And the Israeli authorities say that the claims and the reports that Marwan Barghouti has been assaulted are just fake news. How can you be certain of what you're hearing?
I think that the Israelis have lost, the Israeli government has lost its credibility when it comes to stories like this. They said they never killed the medics, and we know learned later how many lies since in the last 2 years. They lied about my father's court. It was a kangaroo trial. He was called a terrorist by the judge. He you know, never confessed. They didn't have any clear evidence. So, of course, they're going to say he didn't. And we're talking about 5 different release detainees who said that. We're talking about only 5 times that he's been visited in the last 2 years by his lawyer. None of the family members, of course, have been able to see him in 3 years. And in those times, the lawyer said that my father had bruises in his face, because this is the 4th assault. This is not the first one. End of 2023, March of 24, September of 24, and last month. So they are targeting him. They are trying to at least cause him a disability to not be functional for playing a political role, because he is important for the Palestinian people and a unifying figure.
Arab, let me pick you up on one of the points you mentioned, that on a previous visit that the lawyer said he saw your father with bruises on his face, that there have been previous assaults on your father. Is there a process, an opportunity, where, especially when a lawyer is saying that he's seen something of concern, Is there a process for him to raise that concern, to seek an investigation, to allow a visit, to allow medics in to check on your father? You know, how does it go?
We have done all of that. We've requested visits by international lawyers. We've requested visits by the Red Cross. They all get denied. He hasn't been able to have access to anyone except for his lawyer. And as I said, for five times only, he's been in solitary confinement for almost 2 years. So they are trying to silence his voice. But as I said, we've tried all of that. They all get denied. And even when you go to the Israeli court, I mean, you're going for the prosecutor and the judge at the same time. What do you expect? They deny the allegations. They say, no, nothing happened to him. And we have those testimonies of prisoners who actually saw him when he came in last month. He was unconscious. He needed hours to gain his consciousness back. He could barely walk for a few days and so on. So it's I don't know what more evidence they need to know that he is being targeted, as I said.
International organizations like the International Parliamentary Union in October 2003 did say that your father did not get a fair trial due to what they referred to as numerous breaches of international law. Nevertheless, the Israeli authorities, I'm sure, would argue that he went through a trial, he was convicted because of his role in planning violent attacks was the charge against him. How do you respond to that?
I mean, it's a textbook oppressor's move to do that. Nelson Mandela was called a terrorist. I think that my father has always been a politician. He played political roles since he was very young. And his struggle for Palestine is a noble struggle, is a just struggle for our freedom and dignity. He never was involved in military work or doing all of the things that they said. As you said, like, you can review the full trial. You can see the amount of flaws that it had there. And even you mentioned the Inter-Parliamentary Union's report and conclusion that it would be impossible to say that Marwan Barghouti has been given a fair trial. They wanted to kill the Palestinian voice that is reasonable, that is unifying. And he was a charismatic leader, respected and trusted by the whole of the Palestinian people. You need to remember that my father was the initiator of the political, the prisoner's document. The prisoner's document stated a full Palestinian political vision that was signed by all Palestinian factions. And that's where they see him as a danger. He's a danger to the, because he wants to bring stability. He wants to end the cycle of violence. He wants a unifying Palestinian vision that is accepted by everyone and the international community as well, because they're not interested in any political settlement. They're only interested in ethnically cleansing the Palestinian people. And you can see that with their actions. And the biggest proof is they know that what my father represents, and they don't want that. They don't want a partner for peace, as they keep giving excuses.
All right, we'll leave it there. Arab Barghouti, thank you so much. The son of Palestinian prisoner Marwan Barghouti.